Blog Talk Radio.
Take a stand, not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather, live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand, yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
For holiness. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with Him.
Hey,
stand,
hey.
With friends our Lord.
Oh.
Stand when you're all alone.
And believe
He shall receive His own.
Take a stand, not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right, burn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of my children to stand, stand. Everybody say it,
you stand.
Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
Okay, so praise God. Go on. So,
I want to make sure that I'm actually live here. Let's do this here. First, I want to be welcoming all of my Blog Talk people that's out there that's following me. We have people that are actually in. We have people that are actually in. Okay, we have here. Follow me. Just be patient with me, if you will. Be ready to start. Bam, bam, bam. Okay, so here we go. Okay, I don't think we're live yet. Okay, amen. So here we are. We are. We should be live. We should be live. Launch app. Okay, well, praise God. Well, listen, I believe I'm live. Amen. It says automatically go live. So I believe I'm live. So I'm going to just go ahead on and get started. I want to welcome all those from that's listening live here at Diane Ministries and Friends, David and Diane Ministry and Friends. And I am learning how to do all of this, so you be patient with me as I learn and navigate through this here. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we are going live. And, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and select that. Okay. So today we have a really good program that we're going to be going forward. A very, very, very good program. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord, everybody. I believe I'm here. I believe I'm here live. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Praise God. Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. You're listening to David and Diane's Ministry and Friends. I'm really enjoying this time with you on Blog Talk Radio. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, which is a worldwide listening audience all around the world, Africa, Canada, Japan. We have a lot of listeners that are following us, and we actually have it where you can track and see all the countries that's following us, and it's just such a blessing. And so I want to take this time to welcome all of those that's listening. I want to welcome my Blog Talk Radio listeners. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. I also want to welcome those that are been following us and supporting us. Amen. So my name is Lady Diane Shaw, and my husband is Elder David Ambrose Shaw. We want to give honor to him. We want to also just acknowledge God for being who he is. He is the great I Am, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. Amen. The Prince of Peace. So we're going to go ahead and go to the Lord in prayer and get started. I have an awesome program on today, a message, amen, talking about a woman who brought a lot of embarrassment, but also someone who Jesus loved. Okay, so follow me, if you will, as we go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for this day that you've given to us, Lord God, on this December the 16th. 2022, Lord, a Friday. Lord, we first want to take this time just to acknowledging you, oh God, for being the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord God, we want to dedicate this time to you, oh Lord God, as we join together in fellowship from all around the world. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the listening ear to hear and the hearts to receive. Now, oh God, as we go further into this program, we ask, Lord God, that you be with us, Lord, and you, Lord, give us what we need on today. Fill our cup. We thank you, and we praise you, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so we are going to, give me a second, let me get my pen, forgive me. Okay, so I got my pen here. Oh, we should have everything you need. Amen. So praise God. Amen. Let's get started. I'm so excited. So today, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be talking about a woman who made an awesome narrative in the Bible. And every time I give you a character, I assure you it's something that we all can learn from, that we all can relate to. Amen. Yesterday we talked about Peter and how Peter had denied Christ 3 times. But yet in the midst of him denying Christ, we also see that Jesus was able to reinstate him. Amen. And that, and the point I want to get at to each and every one of you is, no matter what life has dealt you, that, and no matter what you've been through, and no matter what you've done, and even some of you who backslid and walked away from God, amen, that you can get back, you can return back to the Lord, you can make that U-turn, you can stop going in that direction, that wrong direction, and get back on track with God. That was a powerful message that God gave to us on yesterday. Okay, so let's get started. I'm so excited. Praise God. So we have here, amen, as we see here, we have a message, and I'm going to be coming to you out of the book of Luke, amen, the book of Luke. And in the book of Luke, it actually talks about, a man who was a Pharisee who actually had invited Jesus to his place. And we're going to find what happened when Jesus came. How would you feel if Jesus was to actually come and visit you at your place of where you were? How would you feel about that? How would you feel if Jesus said, I am coming to your home on today? Amen. But today I want to talk to you about a woman, and they call her someone, they don't even give her a name. They actually call her a sinful woman who washed the feet of Jesus. I'm going to be coming to you out of the book of Luke, chapter 7, starting with verse 40. Amen. Amen. I want to set the stage first about this person. I'm going to give you a little bit of overview. This man here, his name is Simon. He was actually a Pharisee. And some of you say, well, what is a Pharisee? What is a Pharisee? So as I give my message, I want to make sure I break it down so you can understand everything about what I'm getting ready to share to you. I'm going to break it down in layman terms. So Pharisees were religious men who liked to obey lots of rules, and they tried to obey all the rules in the Old Testament law. They tried to obey all the rules to the letter of the law. And not only that, they obeyed other rules. They had other rules that they had put together, that the religious people had put together. So the Pharisees, they talked so much about obeying the rules that to the point that they forgot to think about God. How many of you know that there are some people, they can quote all type of scriptures, they can tell you what the Bible says from front to beginning, you know, but they don't have the love of God in their heart. And it seemed that with the Pharisees, it seemed that they thought all the rules were more important than God. And although following God's rules are important, they forgot that people were more important than the rules. Somebody say amen. People are more important than the rules. They did not like anyone who did not obey the rules, just like them. And so there are some different religious groups even that we have on today. As I said to you, there's a lot of things that happened in the Old Testament that are happening even right now. So there's religious groups that if you don't think like them, you don't act like them, then they don't like you. You can't be a part of our club. You know, you're not one of us. And this is how it was with the Pharisees. And so Jesus had met a Pharisee named Simon. And again, this is all in Luke chapter 7, starting at verse 40, from 39 to 40. all the way to verse 50. But I'm going to try to, instead of just reading the scripture, I'm going to try to bring it to you in a narrative story form that you can understand. So Jesus had met this man named Simon. He was a Pharisee. And Simon had invited Jesus to his house to eat. And when Jesus had arrived at his house, when Jesus arrived at his house, Simon didn't give him a kiss. Now, you have to understand, traditionally, in those days, when you go into someone's house, when someone come into your house, it was their tradition to kiss them, and as well as to wash their feet. So Simon didn't give Jesus a kiss. Simon didn't give him, he didn't wash his feet. He didn't give him water for his feet. And Simon did not offer Jesus perfume, oil, or any type of oil to put on his head. And what Jesus did while he was reclining, kind of, you know, just relaxing in his chair, pretty much, other very important guests were eating with Simon also. There were people, because I want to paint this picture so you can see. Other people were sitting around, and, you know, Jesus was just sitting there. And Simon had a whole lot of other guests. I'm assuming he washed their feet, perhaps, and maybe, you know, made sure they had what they needed as a guest of his house, but not Jesus. And someone else came into Simon's house. Someone that was not invited. Simon did not invite this female to come to his house. And the person that came in was not someone who was very liked by Simon or the Pharisees. If I must say, they had a reputation. This was a woman who had been very bad in their opinion, like, stay away from her. Everyone knew that this was a simple woman. And they're thinking, why is she here? This woman is simple. Why is she here? So the simple woman did not come to see Simon. She didn't come to see Simon, even though it was Simon's house. She knew Simon was not going to help her. Does this sound familiar? You have a lot of buildings and you have a lot of places with the cross on it and, you know, people who claim to know God, but you can't go to them for help. So she knew that she couldn't go to Simon for help. Amen. She knew that though she was going into his house, she was not going there for help from him because she knew that she was not going to get any. So we see here that everyone was eating, and as the woman came in, she kneeled down on the floor behind Jesus. She was so sorry for her sins that she began to cry. And when she saw that Jesus' feet had not been washed, catch it, she visually saw that his feet was dirty. And she also knew, she had to know the custom of the law is that when a guest come into your home, you wash their feet. Jesus' feet had not been washed. She used her tears to wash his feet. She did not have a towel. Why would she? She did not have a towel, but she used her hair to dry Jesus' feet. Then she took a jar of perfume, and she put it on Jesus' feet. Simon couldn't believe what he was seeing. You got to imagine. First of all, You're a woman, and you're a sinful woman. We all know your reputation. You was not invited, and you came in here uninvited, and you are now kneeling on your feet, washing my guest's feet with your tears, and you have perfume. Oh, she was showing Simon up at his home. You know how it is, you have a party and you invite people and someone that you didn't invite come in and all of a sudden all the attention has been taken from you onto your guest, your uninvited guest. So Simon couldn't believe what he was seeing. He thought to himself, how dare this woman come into my house? How dare she? How dare Jesus let her touch him? He even had issues with Jesus. Don't you know who she is? And you allowing her to touch you? Must less touch your feet. Didn't Jesus know about following the rules? Oh, Jesus, you don't know the rules. Jesus must not be a true teacher. He can't be a teacher. Not one of our teachers. Don't he know the law? This woman, this sinful woman, is touching you, which is making you unclean. But Simon did not say one word out loud. He only thought these things to himself. Well, he's watching, he's like. So Jesus could read, look at this. Jesus was able to read Simon's mind. And he decided to tell Simon a story. You know, in the Bible, Jesus was amazing with telling stories. He would tell stories in a way where it would get the people to understand. He would bring the message to the level so they can understand. So Jesus says, he tells a story. He says, Simon, once two men borrowed money. One borrowed 5 denarios. And the other one, 50 denarios. Now, denarios is a kind of money. When you hear me say denario, it was a type of money. One borrowed 1 denario, and the other one borrowed 50. So we have 500 denarios, and we have 50 denarios. After a while, the lender told the men that they did not have to pay him back. Check that out. How many of you got debts and credits out there? And can you imagine your lender contacting you by phone and telling you the slate is clear? You don't have to pay the money back. You are free and clear, zero. Wow. So he called up, the lender called up these two men who borrowed, one borrowed 500 denario and one borrowed 50. And he said, you don't have to pay it back. They could keep the money, which of those men do not need to think love the money lender the most. They love the money, and they needed to have the money in order to do what they needed to do. So I'm going to ask you a question. As he say to Simon, which of these men do you think love the money lender? Which one of these men loves the man who lend the money the most? Which one of them? The one who he forgave 500 or the one who he forgave 50. And Simon, the Pharisee, said, the man who owed the most money will be the happiest. He will love the lender the most. Simon was like the man who owed 500 denario. She had done many bad things, so she loved Jesus very much for forgiving her. Jesus said to Simon, Simon, you asked me to come to your house, but you did not kiss my cheek or wash my feet or give me oil for my head. And this woman, this strange woman, this uninvited woman, has kissed my feet and washed my feet with her tears. And then she put oil on them. Then he told the woman, I forgive you of all of your sins you have done. Now you can go in peace. What do you think happened after that? Oh, glory to God. Who am I talking to? What do you think happened to that? I want to take you to the scriptures, to the word of God. Amen. What I pull from this, which you can pull a whole lot from this story, but what I pull from this was that Jesus, in verse 48, he said to her, thy sins are forgiven. Glory to God. Remember, Jesus just gave a scenario that she was compared to someone who had 500 denarii, but was just forgiven. And there was someone that had 50. She had a whole lot to be forgiven for. And here we have Jesus saying, your sins are forgiven. Your slate has been, oh, glory to God. You better catch it. You better catch that. Some of us, we know that we have a whole lot that we have done against God, against humanity, against our own body. And this woman was someone recognized in her town as someone who was a sinner, perhaps a prostitute. And they had a name for those type of people. They would walk and see her and walk across the street. They wouldn't even walk past her. And the other women, they would whisper about her. That's one of those. So she had to go through her life through isolation. She went through isolation where she didn't have people to talk to her, to communicate with her, to dialogue with her. There was always a hush-hush. She was isolated. She was separate. But she came to the house, y'all. She came to the house looking for help. And she knew that she couldn't get the help from Simon because Simon was one of the people who was the Pharisees who always spoke ill and talked about her. So she did. She came into his house, but she wasn't looking for him. I see also some of us, we go into the house of God. We come in there, but we're not looking for the men. We're not looking for the people. We're not looking for nobody else, but we're looking for Jesus. So she came into the house, and she was actually looking for Jesus. She was looking for Jesus. And she knew that Jesus was the only one that would be able to help her. She knew that if I could just get close to him, the story said that she sat behind him. She sat next to him. But in sitting next to him, she noticed that his feet was dirty. And she did what the host should have done, which customarily was to wash his feet. She washed his feet with her tears. Her tears. She didn't say a mumbling word. She cried. Her tears. Her tears was the tears of remorse. I'm sorry. She was sorry for her sins. She was sorry for the things that she did. And she knew Jesus would be the one that can help her. Help me. I can't get help from people, from my native people. I need help. And from her crying out, and she had to have faith. She had to have faith. You don't pray without faith. When you pray because you believe something. She had to have faith to believe that if I kneel down and I wash this man's feet with my tears and I anoint his feet with my oil, that he will help me. And he did. He did. Jesus washed her slate and he gave her a second chance. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And in verse 49 in Luke chapter 7, and they sat and ate meat and began to say to themselves, who is this that forgiveth sin? Who is this man who has forgiven her sins? In verse 50, and he said to the woman, catch it. Catch it, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. It was her faith. It was the faith of this woman that saved her. She believed. She believed. And then from her faith, she acted. Her faith is what saved her. Some of you out there, your faith is what's saving you. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And her faith, your faith, is what's keeping you going. Faith without works is dead. You don't even see it. You don't even see things happening for you. Everything is opposite. You see everything opposite. You got bills to pay. You don't even have the money in the bank to pay it. You have things that's happening, your health. You're struggling physically, mentally. There's a lot of things that's going on. And the only thing you have is, I don't know how I'm going to work this out. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to believe that God said in his word, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And your faith is what's keeping you trusting in God, his word. You're standing on God's word. This woman's faith is what saved her. And my message to you today, as we're still talking about this, and we're talking about the series on loving God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength, I'm still there. Because I'm showing you a woman in the Bible that they didn't even give her a name. Call her the sinner. A woman that was a sinner. Perhaps a prostitute. But she made her debut in the Bible because Jesus said, this woman. And Jesus gave her a name. And I see her name was someone whose sins were forgiven, was made whole on this day. I say to you on today, I don't care what you're going through, your faith and your trust and belief in God is what's going to carry you through. Don't you stop believing God. Don't you stop believing. Oh, glory to God. Don't you stop believing the same God who saved you, who delivered you. I want you to take your mind back and remember some of the times when you didn't have nobody to turn to, but God was there. This may be one of those times. Keep holding on. Keep trusting God because it's never over. God says it's over. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, I pray for the soul that's listening. I pray that this word penetrates in their heart and that it increase their faith. That faith even as a sign of a mustard seed. Father, I pray, Lord God, for a supernatural blessing in their lives on today. I ask, oh God, that you meet them where they're at. Encamp your angels. Give them that strength that they need, Lord God, to press through the hard time, the struggle, whatever it may be. Maybe it's something going on with a loved one, a family member, Father. Maybe it's their health. Father, I believe you, and I am standing in a gap as a mediator, glory to God, for them, too, in agreement. I am in agreement with your word, Lord God, that you said that you would do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. Now, Lord God, stand true to your word, the word that you have given to us on this day. I believe you, Lord. I believe your word, and I believe you're going to do it for this soul on this other end right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, and we praise you for the manifestation of your spirit on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I hope this message, I hope this inspiring word was what you need to take you to the next level. Don't ever stop believing God. Hold on. Hold on. The best is yet to come. Amen. God bless you. And I want to continue to reach out to those who are following us on Facebook. Amen. God bless you. I see many of you that's watching. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. Amen. Some of you that's coming back for a second time, keep coming back, please, and invite other people to come, because I believe God is up to something. My message also on today, I forgot to mention it earlier, that I am starting a support network for any daughters in Zion, any women or men who actually were caretakers of their moms before they passed away. I want to connect with you. It's something God has on my heart to do. This is God leading me. He's ordering my steps, and I want you to know that God is up to something. Amen. Thank you so much. Again, I love you. I'm praying for you. I want to hear from you. Amen. I love you, and may God continue to bless you and your family. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you. Praise God. Amen. And even also Blog Talk Radio. Thank you, and God bless you for all those that's listening throughout the airways. God bless you. Thank you for following us. Amen. We're going to continue our Bible study reading every day throughout the year on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you.